Hello.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing grand.
We're back.
We are.
Welcome back to another episode of From Venus. We have a very exciting one today. Stephanie, do you want to tell the people what we're doing?
Well, let me give you a hint. It's so exciting and might make one say, Mamma Mia.
Mama gosh darn Mia.
What could that possibly mean?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are doing a full on ABBA special. All day.
Mamma Mia, am I right? How many times am I going to make that joke? Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
We're doing an entire hour and a half dedicated to just ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need an entire show dedicated to ABBA. There's no way that you could do this without that. You know?
Yeah.
They have so many good ones. We cannot just have half an episode. We have to do the full entire thing. So here we are doing it.
We're doing
the damn thing.
We're doing it.
So today we have a lot of good ones. I would say, I don't want to say all their hits, but I would have to say this is the best ABBA playlist I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's all the,
like,
good ones.
I was so frustrated trying to pick songs because I was like, these are all so good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with myself.
You know what, though? I'm really proud of ourselves. We did not put Dancing Queen on here just because, like, come on.
Everyone knows that one already.
We've heard it enough. Everybody knows it, exactly.
I mean, you can never hear it enough, but, you know.
For sure. Every time that comes on at the club, that's when all the girls go on the dance floor. You know?
Anytime any ABBA comes on.
Oh, we're
the
there.
Only time I'm on the dance
floor.
Oh, we're
floor. There. Catch us covering ABBA at Chainsaw.
I wish. Oh, yes. We still have to do that. We've been saying that for
We've
so long,
We've been saying
man.
It for so long. You know, matching flare jeans.
Yeah.
Jumpsuits, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll get it done.
Absolutely.
We'll get it done. All right. So let's jump into it. We're going to be starting off with Andante Andante. Any facts about that?
Do I? I don't, like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce this word because, oh, no, never mind. Sorry, I just didn't put a space. It's so, on ABBA, Uncensored on the Record Explains, it was said that, I don't know who said this. I forgot to put who said this. I probably
couldn't.
Good
preparation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so ready for the show.
I can't pronounce any of their names anyway except for Benny. So.
Just because of your dog?
And it's the only one that's, like, English?
Yeah, they're Swedish, are they
yeah,
not?
Yeah, so I can't pronounce any of their names, and I was like, I don't want to try.
Do
so maybe
have,
it was
do you have
just
them written down.
I do. I don't have. I only. Okay, yeah.
You just but wrote like, one of them.
I just because I was like, I don't want to like be offensive and mispronounce these names, but they said about Andante Andante that it's a love song, and the repeated musical term of the title means gently, slowly, or at a walking pace.
Well, that usually is you know, in sheet music,
mm-hmm.
when they describe how
I
you're
took piano
to...
for 2 years, I know everything about
yeah,
sheet music.
Perfect,
yeah,
perfect. So you know when they sing like some. I forgot the another word. There's another word for like when you're supposed to play loudly, forte or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, there's words. I don't.
But you know what I mean? Andante is like a way
yeah.
of singing, which is really cool. I didn't know that until I like
or
saw
like
that as
Or like playing
well.
The piano softly.
Okay, I found their names.
Yeah, you want to try pronouncing them because I don't.
Agnetha Falskog, Bjorn. One of them's name's Bjorn. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Benny. Okay, first of all, Bjorn Ulvaeus. Oh my goodness, we shouldn't even have a show.
No.
Benny Andersson, two S's. And Annie Fried Lingstad, I want to say.
Very good.
So the group's name is an acronym for the first letters of their names, apparently.
I do. I had that written down.
Yes.
Actually, I believe it's an acronym for Ahoy, Big Boy, Ahoy.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
I would say that. So they were formed in Stockholm in 1972. And they're still present and active in the new Mamma Mia movies. There's always one of them playing an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who plays the piano? Do you know? I have no idea.
No, but I do know.
In the first and second movies, one of the men does feature.
They're reportedly releasing more music this year.
That's hilarious and also amazing. I had a friend of mine say that they're a guilty pleasure band, and I completely disagree. Would you say they are?
They're
guilty? No. I am full on expressing how much I love this band.
I'm not hiding it at all. They're fantastic.
So if my friend Brandon hears this, that's a fat lie. Don't ever say they're a guilty pleasure band. Completely proud of loving them.
No, yeah, like my parents didn't listen to the Beatles when I was younger. My mom just played ABBA.
Mm.
So that was like the first like on my like
well, they grew up in
big,
the disco era, did they not? My mom did.
Yeah.
She had those platform boots and the flare pants.
Yeah.
She wore them all. And it's making a comeback, I have to say, especially with the movies that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The two Mamma Mia movies, they definitely made a huge resurfacing. Not that they ever really left.
No, but like I feel like it was good
youth.
Because they brought it to
Exactly.
Yeah, a generation that didn't necessarily have it before.
No, for sure.
But also, this song, even though it's probably one of my favorites, even though I say that about all of them, never achieved success because it was only released as a single in two countries.
Whoa.
I know.
That's kind of a weird flex. If you're in one of those countries and you're like, hey, you know this ABBA song? And they're like, no. They're like, never had it.
Okay.
Like, well, we do.
Well, we got it as a single.
What a flex. I love Lily James's cover in Mamma Mia 2 of this.
She's so beautiful.
First of all, so beautiful.
So beautiful.
She's a queen. Lily, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show. No, but yeah, phenomenal song, Andante Andante by ABBA.
Shall we get into it?
Exactly. Let's do it. I don't know if it's playing.
I don't. Oh, man.
We're going to have to restart the computer.
Oh, man.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
We're having technical issues.
Why does this keep happening to us?
You know what? While we're restarting the computer.
Oh, man.
I have some fun facts.
Uh-huh. Tell
you,
us.
You want to know how fun?
You know what? Perfect.
I say I have fun facts. You say how fun.
How fun.
Well.
Are the facts.
The band originally was composed of two couples, but eventually all their marriages collapsed.
Fleetwood Mac complex.
Yeah, literally. One of the most commercially successful acts of all time.
I would have to
say
not
surprising
so.
Because I have some of like the chart details for some of the songs, mm-hmm. and they chart
it.
All over the world.
They killed it
for everything,
for sure.
They won.
Do you know the band Boney M?
Yeah,
I feel like they're the same category.
Love
Boney
them.
M is so good.
So good.
We're gonna have to play them as well.
You know Eurovision?
Yes.
So super interesting competition.
Very, very weird.
Yeah, they won in 1974,
uh-huh.
obviously.
Of course.
They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010.
Only in 2010?
I know. It's because it has to be a certain amount of time after they...
Yeah.
And on April 27th, 2018...
Oh, we're back.
It was announced that the band had recorded two new songs. So these are apparently supposed to be released within 2019.
Perfect.
And their song Dancing Queen, which we don't have on the playlist today.
Of course.
In 2015, it was inducted into the Recording Academy's Grammy Hall of Fame.
All right.
The highest of achievements.
The highest of achievements. You know what? They really deserve it. All their songs are so gosh darn catchy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the only songs... Like, I'm not a huge fan of going out in Waterloo, but if you want me to go out, play me some ABBA, and I will... get real amped up.
Can I say, this is like very embarrassing. I'm not a local. You know where I'm from. I'm from this little town in Caledon called Bolton.
Yeah, and your address is at the 6th?
Okay. Don't. It's about an hour and a half away from Waterloo. And I remember when I was moving in first year, which would be 3 years ago now, I was driving to Bricker to move in on move-in day. And it was warm outside. It was sunny. And I had my phone plugged into the car. And the moment we saw the Waterloo sign, I started playing it. Waterloo by ABBA just to get me hyped up.
Whenever I've had, like, I had a friend from out of town, and whenever she would come, she was like, oh my god, I hate coming here because my parents always play Waterloo in the car on the way over.
I did that on purpose, and I loved every single second of it. It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much, like, the first Waterloo experience that I had was listening to the song on my way here.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Thank you so much. So here we go. Andante, Andante.
By ABBA.
How beautiful.
So beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I don't know why I just whispered that. I'm sorry.
You couldn't interrupt the music.
I know. I was like, let me fade myself in with my voice.
I love that. That was so...
Hey, remember... This is in regards to the next song we're playing, which, spoiler alert, is Fernando. But I just really want to bring up the scene in the new Mamma Mia movie.
Don't. Poor
the
Kay,
new Mamma Mia
all,
movie.
Poor Cher.
She can't move.
She can't. She's so old, man.
But, like, why make the last song? Like, she does Fernando as the very last song, but she doesn't move, so it's really anticlimactic.
She's a really old lady, though. She was killing it before.
Yeah, but then why didn't they put that before and have a, you know, that's just...
Or maybe, like, some better choreography.
Like...
That was really not well done.
Or any choreography.
I have to say, though, I really didn't see that. Okay, this is a spoiler. If you haven't seen Mamma Mia 2 yet, you're living under a rock. We're going to talk about it. It's an ABBA episode. It's, you know, goes hand in hand.
Hey.
Yes?
That's rude to rocks.
Pardon?
Never mind.
Don't.
Okay.
No, but, like, when she sees the guy and she goes, Fernando, my eyes widened in the
theater.
They
say his name earlier in the movie, man.
I don't know. It's his last name that they say.
No, they say it in the movie because I was like, oh, they're going to do the thing.
Maybe I just didn't pay attention.
Yeah, maybe.
But she said Fernando, and my eyes like widened, and I went, what a segue. What a segue into the song. I
call
love this.
Call it Paul Blart Mall Cop because it's a segue.
Okay, with that horrible...
No, that was good, right?
No.
Okay.
We're going to have a vote. Call in if you think Stephanie's joke was good.
Phones are ringing off the hook right now. That's not a thing people say.
Oh, my goodness. No, Fernando's a phenomenal song. I have to say, all of this is, like, very good shower and car music.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
ABBA.
Or, you know, we should just have a bar that only plays ABBA music.
I know the joke. You've tweeted it before.
Oh, I actually wasn't going to make that joke, but now I will.
You know what? There
okay,
it is.
Okay, so I'm going to open a bar, and I'm going to call it, and it's only going to, wow, wait, let me restart. That was not good delivery. I'm going to open a bar that only plays ABBA, and it's going to be called Abar. Thank you so much. I can hear the laughter through the campus.
We should have a laughing track. Ha ha ha. Yeah, no, that would actually be amazing.
Thank you.
I do have to, you know what, a shameless little plug. There's this one bar we went to at Barena.
Mm-hmm.
It's open right beside Stark and Perry on the side there. It used to be called The Order. It used to be a gay bar. But now it's just a regular bar, I think. Barena. And on Fridays. It's Fridays, right?
Retro night.
It's retro night. And they play the hits. They played The Cure. They played ABBA. They played Madonna. And it was a lot of people that were, you know, that was their time period of music. Lots of moms, lots of dads. But it was fun.
But, like, that's where I fit in, baby.
That's what I'm saying. And they dressed funky. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, if you guys love ABBA and you love dancing to it.
I get along great with moms and dads.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
You're an old soul. I can see it in your eyes. For real, though, like, if going to Phil's, and you hear ABBA, you hear Dancing Queen, if that really gets you going...
You know what?
Head out to a retro bar.
The
people
thing
don't
is,
go enough. When we went, it was almost empty.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, people, go to Barena.
The
fun
thing
bar.
Is, if you hear Dancing Queen at Phil's, some guy named, like, Devin is also going to be trying to get your number at the same time, and then you're going to have to give him a fake name, and it just gets weird, you know?
No, exactly.
And then you see them getting kicked out 10 minutes later, and you're like, good thing I gave him a fake name.
For real. No, for real. Barena's super fun. Definitely would recommend everyone to go. Fridays is retro night. It's not that expensive. Reasonably priced.
How much was cover? Like $2?
Cover was $5.
Not sponsored.
We got in early.
Oh, yeah. Before a certain time, you get in for free.
But I honestly, like, this is what makes me sad is the fact that, like, back in the day, like, the Studio 54 documentary that just came out on Netflix, people would dress up to go out dancing.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Like, sparkles, flare jeans, crazy outfits.
We'll
you know
exclude
what I mean?
All the other stuff that was happening there.
We won't talk about that. This is PG-13 show.
I suddenly can't read.
No, but like that's what I'm saying. You need dancing music. If I dance to Mo Bamba one more time, I can't.
Can I be real?
What?
Not to sound like I'm so quirky and different, but like
then stop right
I have
there.
Never heard that song.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay, we're gonna play it. I'm kidding.
No, you're not. You can play it for me
I'm just
while
saying,
this one's
like,
playing.
Something
not
like,
on mic, but I don't know.
No,
it.
I don't even want to. But like something like Drake, like the Kiki song. I don't want to hear it anymore, man. How can you dance to that? You just jump around. It's not dancing.
I would just also like to say my cousin's nickname is Kiki,
oh, no,
and I'm so sorry
for.
It's a boy, but I'm so sorry. His like life at university has been so terrible, and I can empathize because my first year was that song. I don't know what it's called, but it's the one that's like you call her Stephanie, I call her Headfunny.
I don't know that.
I don't
song.
Know. Okay, neither did
and
I.
And people were like,
but
hey.
All of a sudden everyone was calling me Headfunny, and I was like, I don't know what this means.
You're like, sorry, that's not my name.
So yeah, I get it. Like you know, songs ruin us. Like you know,
no, for real. But I'm just saying, this is the good stuff. If they play this at the club all the time, I would not be mad.
No, yeah. Also, lower the prices of drinks.
Please.
I'll be less mad.
All right. Next up, we have Fernando.
By ABBA.
Another phenomenal
Obviously.
Song. Just don't imagine Cher's choreography when you're listening to this.
Yeah, all right.
Definitely get that out of your brain. Fernando.
Who is Fernando?
You know what? For that, I'm going to name my kid Fernando, and then you'll know. You'll have someone in your life name that.
Okay. And then I can sing it to him.
It's worth it. Exactly.
I'm Googling who's Fernando.
I wonder if they actually wrote it about somebody.
I mean, yeah, maybe. I probably.
It'd be really cool if we had the facts.
I'm getting on the. I have so many facts. It's just not for Fernando. Hold on. I'm finding it. History. Oh, they did a Swedish version. Should have played that.
We should have played that. I wonder if it would have. I've never really heard anyone speak Swedish. I would assume that it sounds like German.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
So. There's nothing about, like, what it's about. However, The name Fernando was suggested by their limousine driver, Peter Forbes.
Aw, Fernando.
Fernando.
He just said, like, hey, why don't you just write a song about Fernando?
And they're like, all right.
They went, sure, sounds good. Okay.
Sounds good. We're all breaking up. Let's just write a song about Fernando.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I love history lessons.
So next up, we have the name of the game.
Who's a bye?
By ABBA, dude. I'm
sorry.
Don't you remember, Stephanie? This is a full-on ABBA episode.
You don't want me to say that for every song?
No.
I wonder who it's by. Yeah, the name of the game topped the UK singles chart for 4 weeks straight, and it was the second of three consecutive UK number one singles for ABBA.
Good.
And it placed number 15 on the Canadian charts.
Do you know what? If you think about a band coming from
Sweden,
that's, like, huge.
They're one of, like,
first of all, nowhere.
I think they're the only band who, like, had the same, like, universal success that they did. I think they're, like, literally the only band that's ever done that.
The Netherlands are, like, pretty remote, I'd say. Like, I would never hear pop songs from the Netherlands playing here. I would never think to hear that, you know what I mean? Especially because the Canadian music scene is also huge.
Yeah.
We have a million artists that are amazing.
I mean, us and America, even.
Yeah. Well, if you think about how insane the British invasion was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like, when that all leaked over.
Yeah.
And all the good bands came out to come from Stockholm. Wow. That's insane.
Pretty funky.
Yeah. And I don't know one person that doesn't know who ABBA is. I don't think I know one person.
I'm trying to think if I do, but no, I definitely don't. Oh, I did meet somebody who did.
That's impossible.
It was, no, I know. We were talking about ABBA, and this girl's like, who's ABBA? And then we said the songs, and she was like, oh, I know those songs. I just didn't know who sang them. And I was like, that's weird.
You know what's insane? At my old job, I used to work at Conestoga Mall. I'm not going to say where, you know, privacy reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, I have so many.
Don't want to get doxed,
so
do you?
Fans. No, exactly. No, but I was talking to my old coworkers, and it was right after we saw Fleetwood Mac, and I was telling them about it, and they didn't know who that was, like, at all. And then I said, do you guys know who, you know, Led Zeppelin is? They went, no.
Hey, Rosalie, not everyone could be as quirky and born in the wrong generation.
Don't you guys ever feel like you're born in the wrong generation? I want to go back to the 1800s where they're playing Sweep the Nation.
I want to go back to when women were oppressed.
Oh my god, no, but for real, like, I think it's insane that they don't know that. But at the same time, I was thinking this to myself the other day. When we inevitably have children, if we do, and we show them that, that's going to be ancient. Because that's my parents' music. So imagine me showing them my grandparents' music is like the equivalent of me listening to Peggy Lee or like Frank Sinatra. But obviously Frank Sinatra's huge, but you know what I mean?
Now that...
The Everly Brothers, the Supremes.
Now that you showed me Mobamba, that's going to be what I show my children.
I had to show her Mobamba while we were playing the song. It was so unfortunate. I'm sorry that I had to... Do you know those articles that are like, oh, like a tribe was discovered in the middle of the Amazon and people have like said, oh, like don't...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And
like,
then somebody goes and then...
And then messes it all up. I feel like I did that to you.
Yeah.
You were living in this beautiful bubble where you didn't know what Mobamba is, and I just plagued you.
That's, hey guys, I don't know who Mobamba is, and I just...
It's actually a person.
I was born in the wrong generation, and, you know, I just don't like the music of today. There are lots of good music artists of today. Just
putting
that
out
there.
No, for sure.
I'm not coming for artists of today.
No.
There's great ones. We play them literally every other episode.
No, exactly. We have phenomenal artists. I was just on a St. Vincent... craze like the other day, and she's new, phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And we're not saying that all of the new bands are bad, but I'm just saying. That
we are. I was born in the wrong generation.
We're not continuing this. I'm just saying though, like, I.
Okay.
ABBA's phenomenal.
Here's the name of the game by ABBA.
Enough of ranting, eh? Let's get this started. What's the name of the game, Stephanie?
What is the game?
The game is life. The fact that you remember means you lost.
Oh man. What?
Don't you remember when people would say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't remember. That was, like, actually, like, very... That hit a weird nerve in my brain.
I think it was, like, a grade, like, five.
It was a grade five thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Don't miss that.
No. Let's not talk about
it. No. Okay. Yeah, let's not do that.
No. Phenomenal song. You know what's insane, too? Is that I feel like every single song... I want to say everyone knows every single song on here.
I would assume
I don't know why, but, like, how can you, as a band... have so many songs that are so good?
Because they've made two movies and musicals out of it.
I just think it's so insane. Like, if I think about other bands right now, like, the amount... Like, we could have made this playlist so much longer. We just don't have time.
Can you
Yeah.
Okay. It's just cutting off for me.
Oh, there's something also going on outside.
Oh, no, okay. Thank you.
No, yeah. It's because they've made two movies and one of the most successful musicals of all time.
Also, the fact that they had Meryl Streep in there.
Queen. No.
Queen, 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 queen. I love Meryl
Rest
Streep.
Rest in peace, Donna.
Okay, they did not have to do her like that.
Man, they really didn't.
The ending, okay, spoiler, but the ending.
Oh, I saw.
I cried like a baby.
Yeah, me too.
I cried like
so
a baby.
So many tears.
Yeah, it's insane. Oh my, I actually have this like really funny story. It has nothing to do with ABBA, but I recently saw
Meryl Streep.
Well, no, when I saw Bohemian Rhapsody in
Meryl
theaters.
Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Okay.
When I saw Bohemian Rhapsody in theaters, some people are so unaware that when, you know, the end happens and then they state the fact that Freddie Mercury died of AIDS at this age, whatever, whatever, the Live Aid was his last huge performance, whatever, whatever, a lady a couple rows beside kind of went, what? And I kind of glanced and I don't know if, like, I cried at the end, obviously, because it's sad.
Yeah.
But
even if you know,
did
like,
people not know that?
I guess not.
Do they not know that happened?
I mean, I guess I still, like, think about bands, and I'm like, wow, I wonder if this person's still alive.
No, but, like, that's such, like, a very known, like, oh, Michael Jackson's dead? Like, what? Like, I feel like that's the same
oh,
thing.
Oh, man, I remember where I was when I heard that.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
I had, actually, a phase in grade 6, and he died the year after, which was pretty sad.
Man. Did you know that? I kind of, like, killed Chuck Berry.
Because you were born that day?
No.
Why?
He died recently.
Oh, I didn't. Oops. So,
I was just, like, in my room with my friend, and I was like, man, I could really go for some Chuck Berry right now. So I was playing Chuck Berry for a good an hour, and my friend's like, Chuck Berry just died. And I was like, sorry.
You definitely didn't
do
it. You definitely didn't do it.
Oh, no. But I couldn't live myself if I killed Chuck Berry, but I guess we just had this connection.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
you know what? Interesting that you had to listen to him. And then it just happened.
I know.
Well, I mean, John Lennon, I was born the day he died. Am I a reincarnation? Who knows?
Not on the actual next day he died, though.
No. So. I would be very old if that was if that was true. No, my family has the same thing. My cousin, Emma, she was born on the day that Bob Marley died.
Mm-hmm.
So that's terrible also.
I'm going to Google who died on my birthday.
I don't know if that's a good thing to say. Next up, we have this one song called I Do, I Do, I Do.
I Do, I Do.
I Do.
Hey,
I do,
you know
I do,
what?
I do.
I don't.
You know what, Stephanie? But for ABBA?
I do.
I do. All right, here it is. I do, I do, I do. How many times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I do's.
I do times 5.
By ABBA. Here we go. I do, Stephanie. I do, I do, I do.
Don't me?
No. I love the hell out of you. That's okay. What I'm saying. Ugh. Another phenomenal song. I always just think about Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan do that song.
Pierce Brosnan.
Do you remember? And Mamma Mia 1 when they're getting married.
Name
in
a
the
weirder duo.
My mom has the biggest crush on Pierce Brosnan. And but Keanu
Every
Reeves
mom
is her
does.
First. Keanu Reeves. My mom loves Keanu Reeves.
You know what I always thought was weird?
Mm.
They didn't cast anyone who can sing as any of the men.
In Mamma Mia?
Yeah, none of them can like actually sing.
Excuse me, Colin Firth can do anything.
Okay.
I have the biggest crush on Colin Firth also.
Okay.
The hottest dad.
Okay.
Do you not agree with me? He's the hottest out of the three. Out of Bill, Sam, and Harry.
Oh,
he's
you're talking
the
about
hottest.
Old them or young them?
Okay, young them, Bill was the hottest. The blonde one with the earring. Hot. You're a Sam person.
No, I'm a wait.
Harry was the weird one.
Yeah.
The British one that had the 5 head.
No, they two of them were British.
No, I know, but, like, the other one, Sam was, like...
No, I like the one she met when she was there. No, wait, I mean, the one who she saved the horse with.
That's Sam.
Why am I blanking?
That's
Sam. Oh, yeah, so much hotter.
Fake.
Okay.
Harry, when they're doing that dance on... Not Harry. Bill, when they're doing that dance on the boat, that little
oh, yeah.
knee thing.
Love a man ooh, who can dance.
He's wearing his little sailor shirt on.
Oh, God, please.
He's wearing his little sailor
stop,
shirt.
Stop, please stop. I'm uncomfortable.
I want to do this entire show. I'm going to do a transatlantic accent.
Get out of the room.
No.
You know who's the hottest?
Me.
Lily James.
You know who's the hottest? Lily James.
Yeah.
Her outfits, I can't.
I want them all.
Do you know the one I'm talking about when she's wearing, when she's performing the jean
one? Yeah.
Don't.
Yes.
Do not.
Okay.
And also, Professor Umbridge plays the teacher at the start.
No.
She's the one that sings When I Kiss the Teacher with her.
No, she's not.
It's the actress
not.
That plays Professor Umbridge in Harry Potter. Yes.
No, she's not.
I love that this is a music show and we're talking more about Mamma Mia than the actual artist. It's
part of the
ABBA
legacy
themselves.
Of ABBA.
No, for sure.
Also, Ryan is chiming in, saying, come on, Rosalie, Chuck just died. Which, told you.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I can never impress him. I'm just a constant disappointment to Ryan, I guess. Sorry.
No, I don't believe you about that fact. I'm looking it up. Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Mamma Mia, Pizza Frickin' Ria. We're going to be playing the...
Oh my.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Waterloo next.
That's what we have to do at Chainsaw. Because everyone Waterloo. In there will be able to relate.
Everyone's going
to
be going off.
This song, ABBA was honored at the 50th anniversary celebration of the Eurovision contest in 2005 with their hit Waterloo. It was chosen as the best song in the competition's history, which obviously...
That's actually insane, but I don't doubt it.
Yeah. Waterloo is about a woman who surrenders to a man and promises to love him, referencing Napoleon's surrender at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Just kidding. It's actually about the city of Waterloo.
Disgusting. Well, you know what? Another phenomenal female artist once said, love is a battlefield. Pat Benatar. So Waterloo... It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Women have to surrender to men.
It is a battlefield, and it's also the name of our glorious city.
I don't know, okay, I'm not going to come for Waterloo right now, but the water's disgusting here.
That's because you live in a student apartment, and you don't have a proper filter, Rosalie.
Shout out to living in a student apartment. I'm going
to
die from...
Shout out to my tap water at home. It's great.
I'm going to die from all of that calcium that's in the water somehow. It'll happen.
Yeah, it reached number one in the UK Classic. And number seven in the Canadian charts.
Amazing. This song is actually, it has to be a top five of all ABBA songs in my
book.
Oh,
yes.
I love this song. It's so fun.
We have to do this at Chainsaw.
Okay, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to From Venus today, catch me and Stephanie singing at Chainsaw. What? When do you want to go?
I don't know.
We can have a little meet and greet for all of our fans.
Bye.
If you guys want to come sing Waterloo with us, you're welcome to do that. But yeah, for real, Waterloo by ABBA, such a track. Here we go.
Shout out to ABBA for being...
For inventing Waterloo.
For inventing Waterloo. Man, can you believe ABBA invented Waterloo?
That's actually wild.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, actually.
Did you know?
They founded this entire town.
Yeah.
City of Waterloo.
ABBA actually stands for... alas, big boy, ahoy. I already pretty much use the same
That's
thing.
That's actually so terrible. So yeah.
I can't think of anything that's a BB other than big boy.
Big boy, baby boy.
No, that's just the worst.
Blue boy.
No.
Basic biznatch.
Alas. Bear.
Do not.
Alas, so. Baby bear. Ahoy.
Let's see how many terrible...
And they're just me rearranging the same four words I've
That's
chosen.
So terrible. We have to come up with another one after we come back. So yeah, the next one that we have is Thank You for the Music. Amanda Seyfried sings this one in Mamma Mia 1 in the credits.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia Pizzeria. The song's actually really beautiful. It's very pretty. So yeah, hope you guys like it. Some more ABBA. We're continuing on this train.
From
exactly. Here we go. Thank you for the music.
Thank you for the music. I'm nothing special. You're welcome for the music.
I was just gonna freaking say that.
Oh well, I beat you to it.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Also, I want to correct myself because the girl who plays Umbridge does not play the t-shirt in the first scene of Mamma Mia
it's
2.
It's so weird how That's I'm always right.
The fattest lie I've ever told. But like you said, Molly Weasley.
She plays Rosie.
Plays Rosie.
She plays everyone in every British movie ever.
Honestly, she deserves it. She's
Britain
a really
has like
actress.
Six actors, and they're just in every movie.
All of them are in Game of Thrones and in every other film.
Or Sherlock or Doctor Who.
I have to ask though, why on earth is every good movie like filled with British actors? All the good ones.
Because they breed actors there.
Musicians too.
Yeah.
There's something in the water.
It's also, they're all, if you like look up their biographies, they're all from London.
That's insane. I wish.
Because that's where they have money.
Imagine being from a beautiful city.
Yeah, imagine being loaded in London. Anyway.
Double L, baby. The good L's, though. Catch okay. those L's.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
That was terrible.
Moving right along.
Moving on to the next ABBA song, which is Harmonize With Me.
When I kiss the teacher.
Not bad.
Yeah, it was.
You know, no, for improv, I'd say I was pretty
yeah,
not
no,
bad.
Yeah, no, sorry. Some people call me, like, improv queen.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's When I Kissed a Teacher. Benny Anderson, the one name I can pronounce.
Benny Anderson, two S's, by the way. Benny Ender Sasson.
Yes. That's actually probably how it's pronounced. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Anderson.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm trying to get myself into my Stockholm mindset.
Yeah, no.
Get out of it.
Don't worry about it. he considered it one of his favorite ABBA songs.
That's so nice.
I also realized that ABBA reviews are the funniest thing ever when I was trying to find some facts for this episode. Buffalo News describes this song as bouncy.
You know what?
They're not wrong.
I kind of get it.
The Telegraph says the song starts off slow, but quickly turns into a surreal pop homage to low-level sexual harassment. Which, I'm not gonna lie, also my first thought when I heard this song.
Well, I mean,
I was like, that's not consensual.
It's, no, yeah, but at the same time, it's very much like a schoolgirl fantasy. Of,
oh,
like,
I'm getting
you know,
there.
When I Kissed the Teacher, for sure.
Yeah, also, didn't actually happen.
No, hello, obviously. These people are how old?
Real.
What teacher did they kiss?
Also, I just want to say the scene in the movie.
Phenomenal.
As soon as it started, I was like, oh, I'm in for a wild ride.
It was phenomenal, right? As she's graduating.
I know.
What a queen.
And she's so cute. I can't believe how beautiful she is.
Lily James, if you're listening, what's your goddamn secret?
Money.
You know what?
Have you seen the pictures of her before she started? Like,
no, she's one of those.
Yeah, money.
You
man.
Know what? All women are beautiful. This is a feminist
Absolutely.
Show.
I'm
All women
saying,
are gorgeous.
I'm just
At the
saying.
Same time, y'all women with money, you know,
yeah.
share a little bit.
But like,
give
you
us
know
some.
What? I am happy the way I am being poor. Thank you very much. Rosalie.
I'd love a little extra money, but that's fine.
The Teacher in American Society, a critical anthology.
Wait, is that?
That's like a journal. Like
Teachers in American Society?
This is like a journal. Like a
teachers, for teachers by teachers journal.
I don't know.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah. They list When I Kissed the Teacher with Van Halen's Hot for Teacher.
Good song.
And Jethro Tull's song, Teacher, as examples of how teachers are viewed by students as sexual objects. Hey, you know, it goes the other way around, too.
I kind of...
Like, they're not wrong, but
they're
at the
not
same
wrong.
Time...
They're not wrong. No, no, no.
So many professions are. Like, Halloween, you see teachers. You see sexy teachers. You see...
Police
sexy
officers.
Nurses, sexy nurses.
Nurses, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're not alone there.
You know what,
I'm not
though?
Saying it's a good thing.
No, absolutely not. But I think it's the complex of, like, having someone that is, like, knows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have... I'm going to admit something here on air. I have the biggest crush on Bill Nye. I think he's such a dapper
Look.
Gentleman. He always, first of all, he's always dressed to impress.
Right.
Especially now in his old age with those grays. I also love Mad Men.
Okay.
And that's kind of the reason why I love old men. But Bill Nye knows so much that his knowledge alone... just gets to me.
I love a tweed jacket. You know that. Love
He's a king of tweed.
But can't say I've ever been like teachers. Damn.
No,
like,
no I don't know if I've
to teachers,
no.
but like
at the same time, there's also that one song, "The Police Don't Stand So Close
oh,
to Me."
Yeah.
That's another one.
Oh, that's
because,
like the opposite. That's the perspective
because,
of the teacher.
No, he was a teacher before
yeah.
he was in a. In a band,
in a
and
band.
He had to actually write that. And then in Glee, if you remember.
Like I do.
Rachel and Mr. Schuster have a little duet to that one because
yeah.
she has a crush on him for,
Ooh,
like, an episode.
That song is the response to When I Kissed the Teacher.
You know what? Maybe it is.
They sing When I Kissed the Teacher, and he goes, don't stand so close to me.
And then the
me.
Police
Young
goes,
girl, you're way out of line.
There it is. Exactly. So for all you teachers out there. A shout out to all the hot teachers out there.
Yeah. This... Here's ABBA's bouncy, as described by Buffalo News, When I Kissed the Teacher. That really is bouncy.
You know what?
I
was bouncing around.
Hey, Buffalo News? Great music credit.
Was I
better
not bouncing around in here? Was I
yeah.
not? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You were. Buffalo News? Better than Pitchfork.
Anything is better than Pitchfork after that review that we saw.
All the reviews. One review? Do you have one review?
No.
No, Pitchfork? Oh, man. Anyway, I don't want to get mad right now.
So, yeah, When I Kissed a Teacher, phenomenal song about a really not good situation.
But, we're moving past that.
We're done. We're done talking about that. This is a university channel. We're not allowed to discuss this kind of thing.
We probably are. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gonna steer clear.
I'm going to steer clear
I'm not
of
trying
that.
To talk to the dean later. So, up next we have Chiquitita.
Did you have to say it in my voice?
Sorry, I had to.
I didn't understand what you just said.
I said, Chikatita.
No, like, I just...
Chikatita.
Thank you.
It's one of my most white accent. Chikatita. Thank you.
Chikatita. Chikatita.
Chikatita. You have to sing it kind of. You can't not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Phenomenal song.
It's about a bird. It's not.
About a woman, you know.
Who's a bird.
No.
It just really sounds like it's the name of a bird. Please.
Okay. No, the song is about a woman getting back on her feet after being brokenhearted. Haven't we all been there?
No. The whole band has been there.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Maybe never date anyone in your band. I don't know if that works out well for anybody.
But they were dating before they were in the band.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Stars Born didn't work out. This didn't work out. Fleetwood Mac didn't work out. One couple that I have to say I think is still... Matt and Kim. Do you know Matt and Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dating and they're so happily in love.
What? I'm trying to think of anyone else.
Super cute.
There probably is. They're just probably not as famous.
I thought that she and him were together. Them?
No.
I thought they were. I thought they were married.
No. She has a different husband.
Oh, okay.
He's just her friend.
Zooey Deschanel.
Her pal.
Her pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about any other bands that are dating.
Well.
Well, Lady Gaga was dating her manager?
I think it was manager not or anymore. Talent agent.
They were engaged. And then she broke up for Bradley Cooper, for sure.
No, that's not true. He has
no,
a wife
I know.
And child.
Fiance
and child.
Well, we all know that won't stop anyone. Sanctity of marriage is fake. I don't believe in it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
You're so shocked by what I have to say that you almost broke the microphone in the studio.
No, I didn't. That didn't happen. I was twisting the knob, and now I just have to hold it up. Okay, it's fine.
How gorgeous. So yeah, this is a phenomenal song. It's a good pick-me-up song, I'd have to say.
If I drank water every time you said phenomenal song, I'd be super hydrated.
You know what? Hydration's key. So
I know.
I'm really happy.
I'm gonna start doing that.
You should. Phenomenal.
I love hydration.
Should I maybe open up my vocabulary a little bit?
Yes.
What else do I say? Don't you know what? Don't. We're not doing this on air. We're gonna do this afterwards because I might get mad at you.
Okay.
Okay, wait, no, tell me.
I don't know. If you say it, I'll be like, that's one.
That's one. You have them too. What are they called in New Girl?
Oh, I don't remember.
What are they called? Ah, darn it.
No.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, no. I know what you're talking about. Because in How I Met Your Mother, it's called Breaking the Glass.
Yeah.
And in How I Met Your Mother, in New Girl, it's...
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Croissants. No.
No.
It's like, isn't it a food?
I don't know. Okay, if our friends are listening, Ryan, Evan, Bryn... What is
our
it?
Three friends.
What is it again? We have to Google it. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Okay, anyway,
say it again, Stephanie. Say it like I taught you.
Chikatita by ABBA.
Chikatita, how you feeling?
Feeling
good.
Fine.
Let me just say, while we were listening to ABBA, the sun came out and greeted us through the studio, the windows. I think whatever greater power you believe in heard that we were listening to ABBA for an hour and a half, and they went, thanks.
I believe in myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. The universe, Mother Nature went, oh, ABBA for an hour and a half? You know what? Thank you. Look. Oh, there it is. Another
ray. Look at that ray.
Another ray
just
of
shining on the ABBA playlist.
It really is.
It truly is.
The next song that we're playing, do you mind if I
do.
Just say...
I do.
That was phenomenal. That was actually phenomenally done.
I'm really
I loved
funny.
That one.
Yeah.
I really liked that one. Don't push it, but I really, really liked that one. This song, I have to say... oh, by the way, Ryan, thank you for saying that it's a pogo.
That's what we were trying
to think of. The thing in New Girl, pogo.
Yeah. So also while that song was playing, we were just really being mean to each other.
No, I would say it was out of love.
Yeah, it's out of love.
I told you what your pogo is. You told me what mine is. So the next song, Knowing Me, Knowing You, was my... It's like one of my favorite breakup songs because it's almost just like... I don't know. Like it's not like sad that you'll cry, but it's just like one of those breakup songs that's like just
it's
gets
very,
you going.
It's very like bittersweet. You want to like...
You want to punch a drywall.
But you also want to like...
But you also want to cry
jazz
a little.
Hands.
And jazz hands. No, for sure. Knowing You is so funky.
Yeah, no. This is actually their first song to deal with breakups of a relationship.
Oh my goodness.
And it predates the divorces.
It all comes
so
full
it's
circle.
A little bit of foreshadowing.
All comes full circle.
Yeah. It proved to be one of ABBA's most successful singles, hitting number one in West Germany, ABBA's sixth consecutive chart topper there. the United Kingdom, Ireland, Mexico, and South Africa were reaching the top three in Austria, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Switzerland.
Whoa.
It was also a top 10 hit in Australia, Canada, France, New Zealand, and Norway, and in the United States. And in the UK, Knowing Me, Knowing You was the biggest single of 1977. So this was just a big ol' hit.
This is just like an HIT, baby.
People were really going through it in 1977, apparently.
I think they still are. It was all that cocaine withdrawal in the 70s.
Yeah.
My God. No, for real. This song, needless to say, phenomenal. My favorite adjective.
Yeah,
it slaps, though. Knowing Me, Knowing You
slaps, buddy.
I can't.
Google synonyms.
I don't know how to speak.
Okay.
Actually, no ABBA English.
All right. Here is Knowing Me, Knowing You, ABBA.
Knowing Me, Knowing You. I know you, Stephanie.
Okay.
Do you know me?
No.
What a good one. That guitar solo, are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I am.
So good.
Sorry. Don't. I am really tired.
It's really evident.
Does it show?
It's very evident.
Hey. Never mind.
Good one.
I didn't have anything to say there.
I'm actually really happy you did for once in your life.
That's really mean.
Should we do our joke?
What joke? We just had a surprise for everyone.
Okay, you know what? Everyone, we just want to say, we really tried hard to get this to happen, and for you, for Radio Laurie, we managed. We got the Jonas Brothers in the studio here. How are you guys?
Oh, Harry, you came and you dressed me. It was nice.
It's nice. I like it.
Get Barry Manilow, all the writing credit.
Thank you, Jonas Brothers.
You can stop talking now. Thank you for coming in. You hear their footsteps leaving the studio?
That's them. They just left.
Imagine.
I don't have to imagine it.
No,
just
no, you're so right. Yeah, we just had them in here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Speaking of a new song, were you a fan?
Yeah.
I liked it too. Met a couple people that didn't say that they didn't like it.
Hey, Negative Nancy's, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Don't do that.
I like that voice. It's my favorite voice.
Okay.
My transatlantic accent.
My favorite voice is one where you don't do that.
My favorite voice is one where you don't speak. I'm kidding. That was so terrible. I love you. I love when you talk. Don't ever stop talking.
Are you sure?
I don't know. We're going to go right into the next one here. The next one is called Honey Honey.
It is.
Honey Honey. Love it.
I don't have anything to say about that one. I don't have any fun facts about it other than it slaps, as the kids say.
As the youth of today say.
Yeah.
What's up, fellow youths?
What's up, fellow children?
The Steve Buscemi one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So here it is. Honey Honey. This one's a very cute one. Hope you guys like it.
Bye, ABBA.
Well, who else would it be by?
What a happy sounding song.
Exactly. Honey, honey.
What a bouncy old song.
You're my honey, Stephanie.
Oh, you're my peanut butter.
I'm allergic.
You're my honey.
I'm actually not allergic. I just had to say that.
I know. But I just went along with it because that's how improv works.
Wow. You never negate. Isn't that one of the rules of improv? You always have
you
to go with.
You never shut it down.
Shut it down.
No, you never do that.
I actually don't know the next one that you put on here. Never heard this one. Why did it have to be me? I don't know this one.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
It doesn't ring a bell to
no,
me.
No, you do. It's when they're on the boat. And
You're kidding. Okay, yes, I know it. I just didn't know the title of it.
I was like, is this a bit we're doing?
You're like, we didn't discuss this prior.
I was like, man, you gotta warn me if you're gonna try making a little bit out of this.
No. I do know which one this one is. I just really didn't know it by the title.
Yeah.
We have to do that little dance while the song is playing.
You want me to get up? Okay.
The knee thing. Fine. We have to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Why Did It Have to Be Me by ABBA? Sputnik Music notes the song as being for the guys, which, okay.
Ew.
And praises it as an example of professional songwriting on the album. I don't know what for the guys means.
For the boys. FTB. More like for the
I just don't
ladies.
Understand what that means.
You know, this is from Venus. This is ladies only.
Yeah,
no boys allowed. Never mind, we're not allowed to say that.
Our main listeners are men.
Redacted.
Pitchfork. Gross. It described the song as
Bjorn
barroom boogie about a sap who loses his heart all but one lap steel and two fingers of whiskey short of vintage Hank Williams.
That really just went all over the place.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a compliment or
we need
criticism.
Someone to decipher this.
I hate Pitchfork. I don't know if that's literally a compliment or criticism. I don't understand.
That's interesting.
Barroom boogie. That's good. Yes.
Yeah. About a sap who loses his heart. Me.
Which is fine. All about one lap steel and two fingers. No idea what that means. Mm. Two fingers of whiskey short.
fingers of whiskey is a measurement of alcohol, like a finger.
It's
like
so
a
is that cutter?
So it's like two shots of whiskey or whatever of short of a vintage Hank.
So
Williams.
That's bad.
Either well, they're comparing it to Hank Williams.
But Barroom Boogie is good. I don't know, man.
I really couldn't tell
What's
you.
What's lap steel?
Does anyone want to help us out
Can
here?
Can someone translate this Pitchfork review?
All right. Why here did it is. Have to be me?
By who is it? Who are we playing right now, Stephanie?
This might surprise you. ABBA.
What so fun.
Good old tune.
So fun. We did the knee thing, by the way, yes. If you guys were wondering.
Did a nice little jig.
A little... Just a little
we
jig.
We love a good jig.
We love a good jig.
So, Rosalie, what's our last song of the day?
Is this our last song? That can't be. We have three more. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, well, how are we going to do this then? We have three to
it's
choose
up to
from.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
What song do you want our last song to be?
It's on me. I have to do Super Trooper.
Okay.
I actually love that song.
That's fitting.
It makes me very, very happy. I like singing this song a lot.
It's a very good one. Mm-hmm. And I like how at the end of like the movie they have it and like the dream sequences.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I like it's it a very good song. When in the first one, Mia, Donna and the Dynamos came out and all the guys were like, this is my song. No, it's my song. Like,
very good.
Very cute. It's like,
very
I don't know. Good. It's a very, very good one.
It's a very good one.
The lyrics are very cute.
Yes. Don't know what any of it means. But it sounds good.
I'm pretty sure from what I remember from the lyrics, it's about...
sounds like it's about a spaceman.
No. Well, it starts off with, I was sick and tired of everything when you called me last night from Glasgow. All I do is eat and sleep and sing. Wishing every show was the last show. Being tired of performing all the time and just waiting to see that one person.
But what's the Super Trooper?
That's special in the crowd. Super Trooper lights are gonna... Like the lights, the stage lights. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Are gonna find
is that
what?
But are
I
they called
feel
super
blue
troopers?
Like I always do, because somewhere in the crowd there's you.
But are there, what's the super trooper?
I think it's the light, the stage light, maybe.
Okay.
Or it's not. Or maybe I'm just making it up.
Okay.
And if anything, it's a fake fact.
You know what? Confirmed. 100% factual.
Actually, ABBA just texted us all of ABBA and confirmed that theory.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm so happy we did this.
It's been a blast and a half.
It's been amazing, and I wanted to say. ABBA, thank you for the music.
I'm just gonna leave.
What, you're the only one that's allowed to make these jokes here?
Yes.
This is your brand.
Yes.
I just came for your brand.
Yes.
Smashed it. Thanks
so,
for listening.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Same place, same time.
This has been an ABBA special from Venus. We'll see you next week.